Oh, you funny, you just heard that laughing in the background. So we got Sats's mic on early. He's going through all these text messages about potential, which rugby league players would be great prime ministers. Welcome back to the program, 0457 736 736. The run home with Jules and Sats, thanks to our great mates at Hyundai and KO. We'll get a racing update from Queensland very shortly with Chris Nelson. But what about this? Thank you, Reptile. This election is about as interesting as getting my private part slammed in a car door. I think you may not be alone in that sentiment. And Marza says, Mal Meninga would be awesome. Oh, wait. That was about the shortest lived. Hey, you know what you get from Mal? You get honesty, Marza. You get honesty.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You sit there. Oh, no, stuff it. Up. Headphones. Just Mal does it.
I'm out. The mic drop. Tommy says Harrigan, Paul Harrigan as PM. Jeez. He'd run through brick walls for us and lead by example. Spud is the opposition leader.
Imagine question time, hey. They'd just shut it down, wouldn't they?
That'd be outstanding.
They'd just shut it down.
Hi, boys. This is Junior Smithy. He says, hashtag I stand with ScoMo. Sorry, young fella. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the way of the bull.
7-year-old Luke.
I love it. Oh, I love it.
0457 736 736 is the text line number. You can reach out on Twitter as well, at Joel Fletch, SEN. And, of course, have your say throughout the show. The Ryko Fielders call line, 1300 01 1170. Now, time for a Racing Queensland update with our good mate Chris Nelson. The TAB Queensland Racing Carnival is where champions emerge. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. G'day, Chris.
Julian, Sats, how are you guys?
Going very well, mate. Firstly, a bit of rain. We had all that rain last week, didn't we, in Brizzy? It's a hint of a sprinkle there. What's the weather looking like?
Well, I was in Brizzy 3 hours ago, and on the way out, it was starting to rain, and I can see they've had about 5 mils at the airport, which is near the race course. And it sort of stopped when I got out of Brisbane, but it's obviously hung around in the CBD and near the airport area. So we were on a heavy 8 this morning. That's not going to be any better. It's probably got to the 9 now, and tomorrow we're expecting even more. So doing the form for Doomben, you need to do it for probably a heavy 10 track.
Okay, of course, the Doomben Cup run over 2,000 metres. Zaki still all the rage?
Yeah, Zaki definitely the rage. He's a horse that handles the wet ground okay. He won the Hollandale 2 weeks ago at the Gold Coast on a sticky, sort of gluey, heavy track there. And, of course, before that, he ran second down your way in the Queen Elizabeth behind Think It Over on a very heavy track there at Randwick too. So, he'll get through it okay, no problems at all. He'll go to the front, I'd say, once again. A couple of others that like it, especially Polly Gray. She loves the wet ground, so she'll probably run second. But, look, he's a classes lengths above those. Use whatever term you like, but he should be winning and winning easily.
The game plan for Zaki, Chris Nelson, was with the wet. Will it change much at all? Go to the lead early? No.
Yeah, no, it won't change at all. Sat straight to the front. That's his pattern, whether the track be wet or dry. And from that perfect gate with J-Mac on top, he won't want to drift back at all. And he doesn't anyway. That's his usual pattern. So I think he'll lead. If he doesn't lead, if something wants to be a bit of a surprise packet, change your tactics and go forward, well, so be it. They can do that, probably to their detriment, and he'll just camp off them. So, yeah, however way you look at this race, it's impossible. And I don't know anybody yet. I haven't come across anyone yet in the last couple of days that's tipped against. I'm sure there's someone out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I think there's a bit of value in the number six here, Chris.
Number six is Hueto.
Yeah,
I think Hueto. That's the right pronunciation.
Yeah, that's Hueto. Why I said the number six, because I wasn't sure, so I thought, you know what, I better let you pronounce it.
Yeah, you threw me under the bus instead.
Hey, the race eight, the Roses, which is, a three-year-old? Three-year-old for fillies?
Yes, three-year-old fillies heading towards the Oaks in a fortnight's time. We don't have the main two in the Oaks, Dynasties and Gypsy Goddess, in the field. Gypsy Goddess will jump out at the Sunshine Coast on Sunday, and Dynasties goes around at Rosehill tomorrow. But we do have the horse that ran third in that race at the Gold Coast, the bracelet behind those two in Smirk, who I think will be very hard to beat. Chris Waller and J-Mac combined with Smirk, who just looks to be coming good at the right time. Sense of timing about this filly. She's taking big steps each particular run. She takes another one tomorrow and she'll be very, very hard to beat.
Now, Chris, a really important question, mate, before we let you go. Baths or showers?
Say it again?
Baths or showers?
Yeah. Oh, showers.
Yeah.
No way, thank you.
No. I had to take a bath this morning under duress because the shower screen was getting fixed and I feel dirty. Sats told me I smell.
How do you wash your hair in the bath?
You got to sort of just dunk yourself and then, dunk a few times.
Like being baptised.
It is like being baptised. It's exactly
and then you're lying in a... What did Kramer say? You're lying in a pool of your own filth.
All the organisms having sex around here. It's disgusting. Right. It is disgusting. Enjoy the showers this weekend. Hopefully not too many showers on that Dubin track. Good on you, Chris. Thank you, mate.
Good on you, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
There he is. Good fella, Chris Nilsson. The TAB Queensland Racing Carnival featuring Stradbroke Season is where champions emerge. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.